Strategic leadership sounds like yet another of the latest buzzwords. If an organisation wants to truly thrive today, it's going to take more than just doing leadership the way it's always been done. Our clients and our teams want, and let's be honest, expect more from us. At the end of last year, I took over as MD here at Excel as we moved into our next phase of growth. As the previous MD stepped back and I moved forwards, we knew that strategically things would need to change, and consequently we sought the help of specialists in the field. It's been an incredibly productive process, as many of the lessons we've learnt have been around our personal and collective leadership as a team. So what are the signs that demonstrate you're behaving, or not, as a strategic leader? That's the subject of today's podcast, so let's get into it. Welcome to Learn, Grow, Succeed, the Leadership Podcast, and I'm your host, Rachel Hewitt-Hall. If you want to become the extraordinary leader today's organisations need, then listen in now as we share the latest leadership insights and techniques from around the globe. Hi there, everyone. This is Rachel Hewitt-Hall from the Learn, Grow, Succeed Leadership Podcast. Today, we're talking about strategic leadership, a critical topic for any organisation that wants to add value to both their clients and the lives of their employees. Today, I thought I'd take a different frame and share three things that strategic leaders never do. Before I start, though, if you're new here, welcome. You'll always find a transcription of our podcast over on the Excel Communications website, which is also full of resources to help you develop your leadership capability. This includes some reports that you can find under the Resources tab. Also, over the last few years, we've run many leadership training webinars. So if you'd like to access these, please just visit www.excel-communications.com/WR, and the WR is lowercase. So strategic leadership is today's topic. The uncomfortable truth is that if you don't have strategic leaders in your team, in a world of continuous and fast-paced change, you'll struggle. You need to develop, train, and retain leaders who will guide your organisation through the changing times in which we all live. I'm recording this as Brexit dominates the UK and no doubt the rest of the world news. I'm not here to make a political comment, but consider this. If there had been even just a touch more strategic thinking, potentially we wouldn't be in the situation we currently are, would we? Before we head into what strategic leaders don't do, let's first look at a few common positive traits they do have. So they challenge the status quo without causing havoc or cynicism. Not something that's really easy to do. They're also able to do big and small chunk, and all at the same time. In other words, work on big and small picture, course correcting at speed when needed. One of my biggest challenges this last quarter has been balancing time spent in the business as well as on the business. Good strategic leaders also build engaged teams, all the while acting from a place of humility and respect. So does this sound like you? Well, let's explore further and share the things you certainly won't be doing. So number one is fail to set goals and the systems that underpin them. Goal setting happens in most organisations. However, the challenge arises when the systems that deliver these goals aren't put in place, and worse still, regular communication doesn't happen. So here's a question for you. Have you ever sat through a meeting where your team or organisational goals were communicated and that was it? You weren't involved in the next steps or given any responsibility to make decisions, and empowerment was sadly lacking. If the answer is yes, it's likely that at this point in your career, you were experiencing working with a leader who wasn't working strategically. Number two is be full of inconsistent behaviours. So if you've ever worked with a moody boss or an individual where you need to pick the right time to have a conversation with them, that isn't someone who is demonstrating strategic leadership behaviours. As an organisation that delivers leadership development programmes across the globe, we encourage our participants to be authentic in both how and what they communicate. That said, however, if I've just described to you something needs to change, it's not okay to say, well, that's how I am, so get over it. Being a strategic leader isn't easy. It can be stressful. If you want that, if you know that certain things trigger you, either at work or home, it's critical that you develop some coping strategies to support you. Number three is praise and then promote too fast. This might sound strange and a little old school, but hold on to the lavish praise and hang fire on promoting that new recruit too soon. Let's handle promotion first. Our current workforce is multi-generational, and if you haven't read our report on how to motivate and engage our changing workforce, head over to the resources page on the Excel website and download your copy. With the majority of our workforce predicted to be millennials within the next few years, it's easy to assume that if you aren't promoting these individuals, they'll leave. Well, that's not so. Millennials want to get results and achieve. And they also understand they need to have the skills to do this and want to be developed. Strategic leaders, though risk takers, won't put someone into a new role without the necessary support around them or the knowledge that an individual has skills that can be honed and developed. Let's talk about the praise too. We live in a society where some people measure their worth by the likes and shares they get on a Facebook post. It's sad, but unfortunately it's true. So don't fuel this too common pattern. In today's talent-short career market, you might feel compelled to over-compliment a team to build engagement and reduce the likelihood of people leaving. And this isn't how it works. In fact, it can become counterproductive. A great leader knows the power of praise. That is, when to give it and when it's not necessary. If you lavish praise on your team simply for performing the standard elements of their role, there's a danger that they will start to view ordinary or expected behaviour as exceptional and therefore not strive to go that extra mile. Of course, it's really important to say thank you to your team and acknowledge, a job well done. This is just a common courtesy that scarily some leaders forget to do. However, reserve true praise as a way to recognise achievements that went above and beyond. In doing so, the excellence bar is constantly being raised, which is all part of building something great rather than something good. So how do you rate yourself when it comes to demonstrating the skills of a strategic leader? I hope this has been helpful. And if you'd like help to improve your leader's strategic capability, do get in contact. Until next time, take care.